12 people who were canceled for using the N-word like Hunter Biden. By Hannah Blow on June 9, 2021. Revealing text messages derived from Hunter Biden's laptop show the president's son repeatedly using racial slurs in messages to his white attorney. But members of the radical left, members of the establishment media, particularly, have remained relatively silent despite their history of calling for the cancellation of individuals who have done the same. Text messages obtained by the Daily Mail show Hunter Biden repeatedly using the N-word in communication with his attorney, George Messires. Figures on the right immediately observed the seeming hypocrisy from left-wing personalities and media outlets, given their penchant for attempting to cancel others for similar improprieties. Below are 12 people who were also exposed for using the N-word but, unlike Hunter Biden, faced serious personal or professional consequences as a result. This list is by no means exhaustive. 1. Morgan Wallen. Country music star Morgan Wallen faced swift backlash after a video emerged showing the Whiskey Glasses singer using the N-word after a night out with his friends, uttering, "Take care of this pussy ass N," a seeming reference to one of his friends. The fallout resulted in the talent agency WME dropping the star, as well as radio networks and major streaming platforms. Additionally, he was disqualified from the 2021 ACM Awards. Wallen apologized for using the slur, telling TMZ, "I am embarrassed and sorry. I used an unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur that I wish I could take back. There are no excuses to use this type of language, ever. I want to sincerely apologize for using the word. I promise to do better." 2. John Falk. The former Charlotte Hornets broadcaster John Falk was fired for mistakenly using the N-word in reference to the Hornets-Nuggets game, typing the N-word instead of Nuggets. He deleted the tweet and apologized for the mistake, writing, "Earlier today I made a horrific error while attempting to tweet about the Denver-Utah game. I don't know how I mistyped, I had, and have, no intention of ever using that word," he said. "I take full responsibility for my actions. I have been sick to my stomach about it ever since. I'm truly sorry that this happened, and I apologize to those I offended." Despite that, the Charlotte Hornets announced that he would not return as the radio broadcaster due to a violation of the organization's social media policy. 3. Donald McNeil. Veteran New York Times reporter Donald McNeil resigned after 45 years at the outlet for using the N-word in 2019 in response to a question by a student, who asked whether he believed a classmate should have been suspended for a video she made as a 12-year-old in which she used a racial slur. "To understand what was in the video, I asked if she had called someone else the slur or whether she was rapping or quoting a book title. In asking the question, I used the slur itself," he wrote in the resignation letter, adding, "I should not have done that. Originally, I thought the context in which I used the word could be defended. I now realize that it cannot." 4. Jonathan Friedland. Netflix fired Jonathan Friedland, who served as its chief of communications, after he used the N-word twice in front of employees. "I've made a decision to let go of Jonathan Friedland," Netflix CEO Reed Hastings wrote in a memo to staff in 2018. "Jonathan contributed greatly in many areas, but his descriptive use of the N-word on at least two occasions at work showed unacceptably low racial awareness and sensitivity, and is not in line with our values as a company." 5. Kyle Larson. NASCAR driver Kyle Larson was suspended last year after using the N-word during a video game broadcast. As a result, Chip Ganassi Racing ultimately fired him, and he lost sponsors. "I was just ignorant and immature. I didn't understand the negativity and hurt that comes with that word," he later told the Associated Press. "That's not a word that I had ever used. I grew up in Northern California, all I ever did was race and that's all I was focused on. There's probably a lot of real-life experiences I didn't get to have and I was just ignorant to how hurtful that word is." However, he is now able to compete again after meeting NASCAR's requirements. NASCAR continues to prioritize diversity and inclusion across our sport. Kyle Larson has fulfilled the requirements set by NASCAR and has taken several voluntary measures to better educate himself so that he can use his platform to help bridge the divide in our country, NASCAR said in a statement. 6. Ron Jans. Last year, Major League Soccer coach Ron Jans resigned after singing a song containing the N-word in the team's locker room. A player reportedly filed a complaint with Major League Soccer Players Association. "That has never been a question for me. If I hurt feelings, even if it was clumsy and not with bad intentions, I really apologize," Jans said. "That has never been a question, so, I don't feel guilty. But I really apologize if I hurt feelings. I wouldn't have sung the word, that's for sure. I learned that lesson," he added. "But I am who I am, and if it doesn't fit in this locker room. I think for a lot of players it was a good match and sometimes an excellent match, but not with all of them." 7. Former Georgia State Representative Jason Spencer. Former Peach State lawmaker Representative Jason Spencer resigned in 2018 after yelling racial slurs on provocateur Sacha Baron Cohen's cable TV show, as Breitbart News detailed at the time. Spencer ultimately apologized for the ridiculously ugly episode. 8. Dr. Andrea Quinnett. In 2015, University of Kansas, KU, communications professor Andrea Quinnett was placed on leave after students filed a complaint after she used the N-word to describe an incident that reportedly occurred on the University of Missouri campus, as Breitbart News reported at the time. "I was simply trying to suggest that because racism can be expressed in different ways, KU needs to find solutions to race and diversity issues that are specific to the problems on our campus," she said, explaining herself. "This term I used is not a word I use, but I used it in this situation only in the retelling of an actual event that occurred on the University of Missouri campus." 9. Rebecca Cook. In 2016, Rebecca Cook, a Texas middle school teacher, was placed on administrative leave after school officials learned she used the N-word during a history class on the civil rights movement. Rockwall Independent School District officials placed Cook on administrative leave after they learned of a civil rights lesson that was intended to provoke discussion about society's use of a racially derogatory term. 10. Lawrence Rosen. Lawrence Rosen, a professor emeritus of anthropology at Princeton University, came under criticism after using the N-word during a class on hate speech, blasphemy, and pornography. According to the Daily Princetonian, Rosen posed an unusual hypothetical about the offensiveness of the epithet. Based on the context of the class, according to student accounts, Rosen did not have to use the word to get his point across. He reportedly posed the following question: "What is worse, a white man punching a black man, or a white man calling a black man an?" Rosen eventually ended up having to cancel the course due to the controversy over his use of the N-word. 11. Rose Salceda. Last year, Rose Salceda, a Stanford University art and history professor, was removed from the university's website after being accused of singing along to a rap song by NWA including a racial slur. She later apologized to the Stanford community. 12. Mimi Groves. Last year, Virginia high school student Mimi Groves was forced to withdraw from the University of Tennessee as a result of a smear campaign launched by one of her classmates, as Breitbart News reported. Groves was pressured to withdraw from the university after student Jimmy Galligan shared a 3-second video from 2016 of Groves using a racial slur while singing along with a rap song. The New York Times ultimately celebrated the student who shared the short video of Groves using the N-word as she sang along to the rap song. Notably, President Biden quoted the N-word over a dozen times in a 1985 Senate hearing series, according to U.S. Senate transcripts. The elder Biden also has a long and problematic record of making racially insensitive comments. Neither he nor Vice President Kamala Harris have yet commented on Hunter's repeated use of the N-word as of the publication of this article.